welcome to the Nashville Daily Podcast. I'm Stuart Deming.
And I'm Aaron Pennington.
The next Music City Bowl is announced, and a Tennessee team has made the cut.
Nashville, as well as some of its neighbors, scored nationally as some of the most charitable cities in the nation.
And will Nashvillians get a new bridge over the Cumberland River with this new East Bank study?
We'll talk about all of this and more on Nashville Daily.
Good morning, Nashville. Good morning.
All right. I have with me the terrific Tennessee book. It's a great coffee table book. You can grab it at McKay's. I grabbed it for 10 cents there.
We have a few coffee table books, if you can't tell. We even have more at my house.
That pull up that bottom one right there. Yeah, that bottom one's the most interesting and actually pretty relevant to today. It's called The Plan of Nashville.
All right, so and, I think we're going to have a reading of this book sometime in the near future. We're literally just going to go page by page and read this book.
It's called Avenues to a Great City,
which is
very interesting because our street plans are crap.
They're awful. did you know that they were designed basically by the Buffalo routes?
Well, you know what's very interesting? I had this thought this morning.
Okay.
Where would Nashville be without coffee?
That's true. Look at this. Look at this map. You can't really see. It's really overexposed. There we are.
Where would Nashville be without coffee? Because I thought we might still be designing our street routes using Buffalo if we did not have coffee. And, you know, that's one of those things. What if we didn't have coffee? Those were one of the thoughts that came through my head. If you are wanting if you don't want to route your streets with Buffaloes anymore, and you want to have the freshest and most sustainable coffee in town, there's somebody that you need to check out, and that's Blessed Day Coffee, one of our amazing sponsors here on the show. Blessed Day Coffee is focusing on having not only the best coffee beans to be roasted, but some of the most sustainable coffee on earth. Did you know that fresh coffee, once it's roasted, only lasts about
2 weeks, right?
The whole bean, whole bean lasts about a month and a half to 2 months.
Okay.
If
you're buying like those big things of coffee and they've been like roasted already,
if you're buying coffee at a grocery store, chances are it's been past that 2 month mark. But if you buy from Blessed Day Coffee, they have some of the freshest coffee. I have a bag sitting in my kitchen, roast date December 3rd, and it's absolutely incredible. It's just right grinding.
I made mine into cold brew, and it's fantastic.
Yeah. If you want some of the most sustainable and freshest coffee in Nashville, check out Blessed Day Coffee. You can see a little discount code here. I'll talk about it here in just a second. They roast in small batches so they can have extremely good quality control, and a wide variety of roasts are available on their website. And they're located right here in Nashville. If you're looking for some of the best and freshest coffee you can get your hands on, we're proud to be working with Blessed Day Coffee to bring you a fantastic deal to our Nashville Daily listeners. Simply head to blesseddaycoffee.com, pick the coffee that you want, and use. And they have tons of, if you're new to the coffee game, you want to learn about grinding and roast, or not roasting necessarily, but pour overs and all of those fancy coffee things, they have a lot of resources on their website. Just go to their website, pick the coffee that you want, and use the code EXPLORE20, that's XPLR20, at checkout for 20% off. Plus, they have many free delivery options for those in the Nashville area and slightly beyond. So if you think you want some of Nashville's freshest and most sustainable coffee, or you know it's holiday season, this is the time for the coffee lovers to get a good gift. And you know somebody who you maybe want to bring some Nashville coffee home to some of your family and friends as a Christmas gift, head to blesseddaycoffee.com, pick the coffee that you want, and use that code XPLR20 at checkout for 20% off, plus free delivery options for a lot of people here in the Nashville area because they're based here in Nashville. So thank you to Blessed Day Coffee. Head to them and check them out and let us know. Let us know if you end up getting something.
I'm in anticipation right now because you opened this book. I've kept you on your edge. I was like, this is a long time, man.
Kept you on the edge here with this terrific Tennessee's great coffee table book. You can drink
all these other
coffee
books that we
while
have.
You're reading this. This is very interesting.
Let's see if I know it.
There's a baseball one that I saw on here.
All right.
The first professional team that baseball Hall of Famer Willie Mays played for was here in Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
And it was in 1947. Willie Mays was 16 at the time that he played for this team. Let me give you a hint.
Okay.
It is not a Nashville team.
Okay.
What team do you think this is?
I do not know. I do not know much.
Okay, I'll give you a hint.
Hold on. Let me take a guess.
Okay.
Is it the Smoky Mountain guys?
You are in the right direction.
Okay, so is it Knoxville or Chattanooga?
It is Chattanooga.
Okay, I have no idea what the Chattanooga team is.
If you had to make up a team name for Chattanooga, what would it be? And chances are you might be close to what this answer is.
I don't know if I want to say because it may come out.
It's an alliteration. The Chattanooga, it's an alliteration.
Chattanooga.
So it sounds, it all kind of flows.
I can't even think of it. What I'm thinking of is very offensive. And I don't want to say it.
It is the Chattanooga Choo Choos.
Oh, that's. It's on the line of almost where I was thinking, but mine was way worse.
It's the Chattanooga Choo Choos in the summer of 1947. That was the first professional team that Baseball Hall of Famer Willie Mays played for.
All right.
Sports. Chattanooga Choo-Choos.
Sports.
Sports.
Speaking of sports.
Look at that segue.
Yeah, look at that one. There is the Music City Bowl happening on December 30th. I had to look up the date. Sorry about that. December 30th. It happens every year on December 30th, but I always forget if it's the 29th or the 30th. But this game is starting at 2 p.m. at Nissan Stadium. It's going to be televised on ESPN. And as we mentioned earlier, a Tennessee team will be playing there versus Purdue. And who is that Tennessee team?
That Tennessee team is Tennessee.
Oh, man.
Tennessee State, specifically.
Tennessee University.
They will be playing Purdue. This is the 23rd Trans-Pacific Music City Bowl. It will be at Nissan Stadium. The last time the Vols were there, they beat Nebraska. There's a typo on the Tennessee, and they put the Vos instead of the Vols. The Vos beat Nebraska 38-24 in 2016. They also lost to North Carolina 30-27 in double overtime in 2010. And the last time Purdue was in the Music City Bowl, they lost to Auburn.
Wow.
63-14.
That's pretty bad.
In 2018. If you want to learn more about this analysis, don't go to us. Go to the article.
It's going
to
be
in the game. It's going to be a good game.
It's going to be a great game, but it's going to be really exciting. So you remember when college basketball was really here in town and Kentucky would always come
down?
Oh, dude,
SEC shows up.
It's going to be like a sea of orange in downtown Nashville for the 30th and New Year's Eve.
And New Year's Eve. That being before New Year's Eve and bringing in those teams, I think will be pretty strong. So that will definitely bleed into the all of the New Year's Eve stuff here.
There's going
to
be
in
so
Nashville, which we'll be getting to next week.
Orange.
If you want to learn about what's happening in New Year's, stay tuned. Next week, we're going to be getting into that. And speaking of all the Buffalo Trails and everything we're talking about earlier, later on in this episode, we will be talking about the East Bank and some of the updates to that. Yesterday, we talked about the roads and everything, so we don't have to have Buffalo to do that anymore. We have semi-smart roads that are going to be coming in beforehand. I don't know if they necessarily were before. But we're making plans to put smart roads in there. We talked about that yesterday. If you want to check that episode out, today we're going to be talking about some of the new greenways and those paths down the road. So looking forward to that. But before we get to that, the Nashville Business Journal has an article that came out pretty recently that named it wasn't the Nashville Business Journal. They're reporting on a report that named Nashville as one of the most generous cities, I believe, in the nation.
Yeah, so this is coming from a resource called Smart Asset, and they place Nashville on the 11th, or the Nashville's placed the 11th out of the top 50 metro cities ranked throughout the United States. And so Nashville residents donated 1.79% of their income to charity and 7.66% of area tax returns, including charitable contributions. Music City has a volunteer rate of 34.7,
wow,
according to the study. We are called the Volunteer State for a reason. Yes.
So here's kind of what was included in this list. Like Stuart said, it included more than 50 metro areas ranked by these metrics: charitable donations as a percentage of income, average contribution, percentage of tax returns with donations, and volunteer rates. So not only Nashville made that list, but also Memphis and Birmingham cracked the top 10. So it'd be interesting to see kind of a map of where all of those cities lined up. But Tennessee representing a little bit in this study. And that's on the Nashville Business Journal.
Memphis came in sixth and Birmingham came in 10th.
All right.
And if you're wondering what number one is, Salt Lake City, Utah. All right.
That's not surprising.
That's not surprising at all.
All right. Where did we eat locally? I had the pleasure. If you have not, if you've missed any of our episodes recently, some of them we've talked about a new docuseries that we are producing with Tailgate Brewery to talk about what it's like to be in the business of brewery and tap rooms and all of those things. Make sure you're subscribed to their YouTube channel to check that out. But I recently, it got cold yesterday. It got really cold yesterday, and I was outside filming, and I just wanted something really, really warm. And so I was at Tailgate Brewery at their HQ location, and I got some of their garlic knockers.
Mm-hmm.
And those things are like
delicious.
Those things are just untouchable as far as a fantastic kind of either appetizer, or it's an entire meal if you get the large one. It's filled with goodness. They're so warm, and they're pretty decent in size as well. And so the garlic knockers at Tailgate are just untouchable as far as as really kind of an appetizer goes in the pizza world.
I had pizza as well, and I had cheese pizza from Five Points Pizza. And then I have no idea what this pizza is called, but it had like prosciutto on it, Parmesan cheese, and something else. It was delicious. Really good pizza.
It was. And Five Points, I forget how big
their slices,
the slices
right.
are at yeah, Five Points.
They are nice and hearty.
It's absolutely incredible. I hope you guys are staying warm. It is getting colder out there, but we have a tip of the day for you coming up soon that will hopefully warm you up with Explorers Nashville Tip of the Day.
For Explorers Nashville Tip of the Day, it's a great day to head to West Nashville off of Charlotte Pike and visit L&L Market. It's an incredible place where there's a lot of indoor shopping. There's free parking, which you cannot beat.
Yeah.
Also, there's plenty of places inside of L&L Market, like $5 Bakery, Made in Tennessee. If you wanted to do some craft beer, there's Patriot Brewing over there. There's a milkshake place. There's a cheese plate place.
Gourmet popcorn.
Yeah. And there's so much more in L&L Market. It's truly, also, if you want like handmade pasta, they have that as well.
Yeah.
But one of the highlights of L&L Market, one of my favorite highlights, is Honest Roasting Coffee. I think Honest Roasters. And they make some delicious coffee. And the really cool thing is if you get coffee to there, like an iced coffee, you can get a refill of that iced coffee, which is fantastic.
Yeah, only a few places really do that, and you kind of get lucky when you find those places. So if you want to warm up, maybe find a nice place to sit and work for the day that's not your home or your apartment, you want to get out, L&L Market is a great place for that. I can't promise that they have like a billion outlets for everybody.
They do not.
So come up with, if you have one of those new MacBook Pros, you can work for like 3 days straight with those things.
Yeah.
Other than that, you know, make sure you
bring a little battery pack.
Yeah, yeah, bring a little battery pack, but warm up with some coffee at L&L Market. That is Explorers Nashville tip of the day.
Today's episode of Nashville Daily is in part brought to you by Screen Threads. If you're looking for Nashville-themed merchandise, look no further. Our listeners can use the code Nashville Daily to take 10% off their next online order or in-person visit. You can find them inside of Marathon Village or head to ScreenThreads.com.
All right. So no more Buffalo Trails. We are in the nitty-gritty of some serious city planning. If you did not check out yesterday's episode, I encourage you to do so. Basically, the Metro Planning released an 85-page study on the East Bank. This is after close to 20 community meetings that they hosted with Nashvillians to try and survey and get a lot of people's thoughts on what should be happening in this area. So lots of planning went into making this study happen. And so the findings have been released. And this is by no means the end of this at all. This is kind of a phase one state for the East Bank studies. But we're presenting on the greenways today. There's a lot to this, so we're going to have to chop it up into sections. Today we're going to be talking about the greenways.
There is according to this map, page 63 of 85.
There you go. If you're following along, turn to page 63.
You can also visit NashvilleDailyPodcast.com and check out episode 699. We also have this PDF or website on our website. As you saw, you could read through it yourself if you want to. But according to this page, there is going to be a lot of green spaces coming and greenways coming soon.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because if you remember on yesterday's episode, it was like there were how many acres of just other pavement?
102 acres.
Yeah. And so
sounds awful.
Sounds awful. Looks like we might be doing something about that.
Yeah. So as you can see towards the bottom of this photo, if you're listening to this, this is a very heavily photo episode. So check us out on YouTube, explorednash.com. But on this photo, you can see a lot of parks and green space towards the bottom of the river.
Or NashvilleDailyPodcast.com.
Or Nashville.com. Yeah, you could do
that
too.
That one might work better.
That may be easier to find. But towards the bottom of the river, you see a bunch of parks. We're actually going to highlight the parks a little bit more tomorrow. But a really cool feature of these parks is the connectivity of the greenway.
Yeah.
And so from Shelby Bottoms into this East Bank area, you're going to have the greenway that's connected, and then hopefully it's going to connect into River North, across the river into Germantown, to Metro Center, all the way to West Nashville.
Yep.
And this is really going to be a key part of the connection of downtown Greenway, because what you have to do right now is you come from Shelby Bottoms, and then you drive or you ride through all of these metal processing plants and all this really ugliness of the East Bank, and then you have to cross over the pedestrian bridge and then join on the greenway in downtown somewhere. So it's very, very confusing. But another thing that's really sticking out to me on this photo, and I know this is showing more of your bike routes and everything on this photo with the little green lines on the side of the roads, but if you look in the top right-hand corner of this photo, you see the community boat landing. So that means we may be getting docks in downtown that can hold a lot more boats than just three or four.
Yeah, and so you see right now the only dock that really exists is the one that's under the pedestrian bridge right now that's actually functional, that's within the range of this photo. And like Stuart said, you see the community boat landing that's right close to the interstate in the top right-hand corner. You see the existing one under the pedestrian bridge. You see near Stadium Landing, there's one that looks like it's existing right there. And you also see on the left side by the
neighborhood
place
park.
Labeled Neighborhood Park, you see what looks like another dock right there, which is, I think, a good indication that a lot of these features are being built into here. There's another dock that exists north of there as well already. But the name of the game is connectivity, right?
Yeah,
and
yes.
And making everything. The road structure that you see there doesn't actually exist right now as far as the streets, the surface streets. The surface streets on there are not what they are right now. Those are proposed kind of new ways of commuting through this area. And so, but today we're going to be talking about the connectivity of the Greenway and kind of these new spaces to make your way through without cars and buses through this new East Bank area.
Yeah, so it's they, as Aaron said, they did about 20 or so community survey type things, and we're going to go to some of that community survey and the input that they were getting from these meetings. And I believe this is the next slide.
Yeah, so they asked some questions to a lot of these people. We'll share some of the results pretty quickly of what's going on here. One of them is, do you walk or bike in the East Bank study area for leisure? I'm not seeing your computer there. No. Do you walk or bike in the East Bank study area for leisure? And so people are reporting what they do right now. 38% of surveyors said, yes, I often walk or bike in the study area. 35% said, yes, I sometimes walk or bike in the study area. And 27% said, no, I never walk or bike in the study area. So I think it's a good indication. I'll show you the results here. It's a good indication that people are using this as walking or biking areas. And that is a, it's not the majority, that, but it's a plurality of people are using that. One of the next questions that's asked, how safe or comfortable do you feel when walking or biking in the study area? Now,
this is amazing.
This is a very different question.
Yeah.
Now we see here, they didn't break this down into a percentage, but it looks like 252 people that were surveyed out of a total, I need to add this up, close to 500 or so, 252 people out of actually...
My computer's actually working, so I think we can show it now.
There we go.
Yeah.
252 people said not safe or comfortable, easily a plurality here with this. Safe but not comfortable...
Yeah.
183, safe and comfortable, 82. I want to know who you people are that are the last two categories.
Yeah,
safe
very,
and comfortable
very
and
safe
very
and
safe and comfortable. You must be, you're walking strapped is what happens. That's why you're very safe and comfortable
either,
in those areas.
Either strap or you're with a group of friends.
Yeah, you're with a group of very buff friends.
Yeah.
For that, because, you know, I live in that area. And I'm not saying I fit in the not safe, but I'm not in the safe and comfortable area.
Yeah, I'm not. We walk this area all the time, so it's a really interesting. But then also they did another survey. What are your mobility priorities for work on the East Bank? So this one shows up as well. And the winner is new sidewalks. Who would have thought?
Okay, so I actually have a small bone to pick with these people who answered new sidewalks, even though Nashville needs new sidewalks.
We do, desperately.
Is that the priority for this area in particular versus new streets, dedicated transit lanes and stops, or new bike lanes and greenways? Even though sidewalks are important and we need to make sure that they're included, is that the priority for this, for the East Bank?
The thing is like right now with the walkability of this neighborhood,
yeah.
the parts that you actually walk have sidewalks on.
Yeah,
and so
they already have sidewalks.
On both sides of the street.
Yeah.
And that's a very rare thing in Nashville, is having sidewalks on both sides of the streets, or even having sidewalks in general. Because there's only 19% of the city that has sidewalks.
So yeah, and this is part of the 19% already for, yeah. I believe, probably 80 to 85% of this area.
I think what really needs to happen here is this needs to be in a hub of transportation. And
yeah, exactly.
Through boats, through buses, through Hyperloop, whatever type of hot air balloons. This needs to be a hub through helipads. This should be an area
The octopads.
Or an aqueduct. It's like a water slide that you can take from downtown Nashville into the East Bank.
There you go.
That would be interesting. But I think that just needs to be an area where it's truly like a transit-focused type situation. And that's something out of Nashville that I think is still very much lacking. So we're going to go to this next page.
So this next page shows the bikeway concept in which it shows some of the paths for biking in this new East Bank era. So I'll pull this up here on the screen for you to see. So there are proposed bike lanes that those are the blue striped arrows going left, right, up, and down. Existing bike lanes are the solid green lines right there. And then improving the existing bike lanes are your blue striped with the solid green line going through them.
Okay.
Basically, most of it, there's only several routes that do not need improvement. And that is across, there's one that says it doesn't need improvement, and that's going across, not the Woodland Street Bridge,
the, Spring Street or the, James Robertson Parkway Bridge,
the James Robertson, which I have to really disagree with that.
It's a very dangerous bridge.
That is a terrible bridge to bike over.
It's awful.
It's awful just to walk across it.
Yeah.
Let alone bike across that thing.
If you see near the interstate, right where it says the Community Belt Landing, I hope they have a better name than that. But that's Davidson Street, and that's where all of the PSC Metals and a bunch of other businesses are.
Yeah.
But that's where the Greenway will truly connect from Shelby Bottoms, going right down towards Cumberland Park to Stadium Landing, past the neighborhood park, and then connect over into Germantown, into Metro Center, and thus forth.
Yeah, and I'm saying near Nissan Stadium, close to, it still says Titan Stadium on there, where it goes by the juvenile detention center,
which will be,
and
moving
then to the existing greenway down there by Stadium Landing. It says that that is an existing bike lane that won't have improvements. Let me just let people know there's no bike lane down there.
There is no bike lane. There is no bike lane.
It is not an exist. That is a road.
Yeah,
so with no bike lane.
They're using this as the new map once the new East Bank Boulevard is full and done.
Yeah, so that'll be interesting to see, because some of these are don't exist, but they say they exist here. So that's very interesting. But looks like most of it will be an improvement, especially along the riverside.
Yes.
On the east side, and the west side is really not going to be, it's included a little bit in this, but the priority is definitely the east side. I'm actually very surprised that the bike lanes don't go all the way down this new East Bank Boulevard in this sketch.
They should. Into River North.
Yeah, they very much should. There's also a part of the key missing on this map because I don't know what the existing kind of green dots on both sides represent. Maybe it's sidewalks.
Yep, sidewalks.
Yeah, that's my guess.
Sidewalks or I don't know.
So we'll
intentional
we'll see.
Architecture.
Yeah, we'll see. So these are the bike lanes that are going to be added and improved during that process.
All right. So during the public review concept, they also showed this little image, which I actually enjoy this image. A continuous bikeway provides an off-road trail for bikes and pedestrians, connects with the Greater Nashville Greenway Plan, which their plan is to have one of the longest greenways in the country. And if I remember correctly, I think it's over. It's going to be, once it's fully completed, it's 180 miles or so.
Okay, that's awesome.
Which is crazy to think about.
Yeah.
And there's even talks, and this has been talks for a long time, having the Greenway go in corridor with 440 and so other many places in Nashville.
Oh,
but what's
okay.
really nice about this photo is just being able to like walk all the way down here and still see the skyline. So it's going to be a very unique perspective of the Nashville skyline that I don't think I've ever truly had.
And it's truly an easy way for people who are visiting downtown. Let's say they walk over the pedestrian bridge or kind of a newer bridge we'll show here in a second, to walk along the East Bank, not have to take the roads, not have to even take a bike, but just walk along the riverside on the east side. And then that gives access to new restaurants, new shopping. Really gives fantastic access to all of these new areas.
Do you know what this rendering's missing?
A boat?
This little island.
A homeless person?
This island that's right here. And then also the Four Seasons Hotel.
Yeah, it is. It is missing the Four Seasons Hotel right there. It's maybe got a crane.
It has a crane.
That's a crane. I think the Four Seasons is being built there.
So this public
very
art
accurate.
Must have
well
been,
done.
Yeah, must have well been done, done for a while.
Well right. done.
So we're going to find the next slide, and that's slide 59. So let me get to there real quick.
Hurry.
I'm trying to. All right, so this is a fantastic map of the Greenway system through near downtown Nashville and whatnot, but we're really going to zoom into this area and see the Greenway. So as you can see here, there's different Greenway spaces, but once the Greenway is actually completed over here from Shelby Bottoms, it's going to connect into the River North, go into Germantown over the pedestrian bridge, into Metro Center.
So basically a lot of different ways that you can use the Greenway and little off trails to make your way through downtown.
But like, what's fantastic is like if you see this Greenway over here, like over here in South Nashville into Shelby Bottoms, it's an incredible Greenway so far. But what's missing is like the connectivity from the West Greenway into the downtown Greenway.
Correct. And
so there's just a lot that needs to be added to make this Greenway more functional.
Yep.
And I think another thing we're going to see over here on Dickerson Pike is a bunch of Greenway spaces as well.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I think hopefully you see some kind of north of the city looping.
Yep.
It's kind of out of frame, but then south, like a 440 little route for the Greenway. And so
on Bradley Parkway, like next to Bradley Parkway, that'd be awesome.
That would be incredible. That one kind of almost follows the river anyway.
It does.
So, you know, just making sure that the river is basically covered from beginning to end. And that's part of what this achieves here and kind of loops you through downtown, which is, you know, kind of the point. If you want to go on the Greenways, have some fun, you might as well have some alternative routes through downtown and make things easier, more fun, so you don't always have to go the same way.
Well, maybe a really cool thing as well is if the Pedal Tavern, the Pontoon Saloon with the boats, if they're able to have different access to the different Greenway spots, they have like docks, and you could just say, okay, I want to be in West Nashville, take the bike from West Nashville into Shelby Bottoms.
You're going to be at exit 63 on the Greenway.
Yeah, which would be fantastic. And so then we have another zoomed in where the East Bank is.
This one's pretty cool. I really like this image.
This is a great image of showing the Greenway. So over here, the top of the image, you'll be coming from Shelby Bottoms, going underneath the interstate, and then going into the areas of the Greenway. So that blue line is going to be the bike lane for the Greenway.
Yeah, so this gives a little bit of a better rendering for this as well. And one other thing that's kind of included in some of the other renderings that we don't necessarily see there, which I think is interesting, is possibly the hint of a new either biking and pedestrian bridge. What do you think, Stuart?
I think yes. from this concept, this yellow bridge, so that's the James Robertson Parkway Bridge. It looks like they're going to be adding bike lanes or something to get to the Greenway into downtown.
Yeah, maybe just an area for pedestrians to walk.
Yeah, this is the downtown courthouse. This is the observation towers. This is where the city of Nashville was founded. It was right here.
Imagine if that was like a little fun, small train.
Oh,
that went
cool.
That just looped around that area north of downtown, went over the little tracks over the river for pedestrians to ride in, and then looped around those buildings and came back.
It could be a party train.
Yeah.
But what's going to be amazing?
No.
What's going to be amazing if these skyscrapers happen? I don't know if they're going to be residential, hotel, or whatever, but you could just live in this corner and watch the Titans game from the top of your building.
Oh, that would be so cool.
That would be awesome. But let us know what your thoughts are on this Greenway. Do you plan on using this Greenway when it comes into the East Bank? And it may take a few more years for these plans to really finalize and actually come to conception.
Yeah, you can text us at 615-392-1358. Let us know what you think about this and what improvements would you make to the East Bank? What do you like? What don't you like? Let us know, 615-392-1358. We're going to continue to talk about the East Bank for the rest of this week.
Yeah, tomorrow we're talking about parks.
All right, we'll see you then. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to Nashville Daily. You can check us out over on Instagram at xplr.nash, as well as our YouTube channel, xplr.nash. For Nashville merch, we have you covered as well. Find that at xplr.life.
You can also text us at 615-392-1358. And for more exclusive content, head over to NashvilleDailyPodcast.com. Nashville Daily is produced right here in the great city of Nashville. So if you like what we're doing, please give this podcast a 5-star rating and share it with your friends.